I'm very happy to do so, even if I feel I'm in a little bit of an uncomfortable spot because I feel I'm in between the break and the session. So I'll try to go to the point very directly. And maybe I just start reflecting from what is the entry point for our organization into this conversation. And Christian, I hope you will not laugh because that was part of the conversation we were having earlier today in a different meeting. So our entry point is very much connected to one specific sustainable development goal, which is goal 12, that looks into sustainability in production and in consumption. And our entry point from that to that from an organization standpoint is to look at how we can transform different industrial sectors for them to embed more sustainability and circularity in the way in which they operate. And clearly to do that, we really need to have both a global perspective, because as anticipated from the distinguished experts that preceded us in the panel, that's how those value chains look like, but also a system-wide perspective. So understand where the possible environmental and social impact exists and how we can use our knowledge and the data that we collect to improve sustainability and to drive forward circularity. So that's where we are entering into this conversation, and the sectors that were mentioned in the earlier conversation, be that textile, be that the minerals value chain, but also the sectors that this feeds into, be that mobility, be that electronics, but also very much on top of our minds currently is also the plastics value chain. As you may know, there's an ongoing negotiation process that looks specifically at this value chain. So whatever is the sector or that we are looking into, for us, the drive and the transformation towards sustainability and the entry point that digitalization can help us to, can bring us to accelerate the transformation towards sustainability and circularity, is intended for us to somehow move towards three elements of our vision. From one side, making sure that reflected in earlier statements, government regulators are there to strengthen and harmonize policies that can help to promote more responsible production, as well as more responsible or more sustainable use of the products that are entering into the economy. We're also looking at those industries that are extracting resources from the environment and looking at how they can do so more responsibly in a way that they are involving in the process different stakeholders and in the way in which they have a credible way to disclose their performance, their behavior. And we're also doing so trying to look into coherence of the way in which their performance, their behavior is communicated through standards and frameworks. And let me just add an anecdote to that point. In the earlier session, the experts were referring to the minerals value chain. And one of the report produced by the International Resource Panel, which is a panel to which our organization offers secretariat support, pointed to the existence of more than 80 standard and framework that speak to that specific value chain. So obviously, providing a north, a way to navigate that complexity, is extremely important for the stakeholders that are looking towards driving sustainability and circularity. But also, as alluded to in the earlier conversation, there's also a very critical role that is to be played by the downstream users of resources that go into the economy. through their sourcing practices, and I think that was explicitly mentioned by one of the intervention, but also in feeding back into the design for sustainability and circularity, and obviously the capacity to collect, track, and get to know information about product is critical to make sure that it informs design decisions. In that context, obviously, we're extremely aware that when we want to put forward solution, these will need to work for different geographies and to different stakeholders in these geographies. And I was so pleased to hear that many of the earlier interventions were very much acknowledging the fact that solutions need to be inclusive, and inclusive particularly for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises across different geographies. And it's very much into this context and into the opportunity of really hearing and understanding what works where that one of our programs has launched an initiative that goes under the name of Digitalization for Circular Economy, where our organization, jointly with a number of partners in the UN system, but also in governments and in the private sector, are actually organizing a number of consultations going around the world in different geographies and with different stakeholders to really understand what are the needs and opportunities, but also what are the gaps that they are filling if we are moving towards using more and more digital solutions to help bring forward design for circular economy. And in doing so, also learning a little bit from one small experience that as an organization we had recently working specifically in the textile value chain in Africa with small and medium-sized enterprises and testing what it would mean for them to roll out the product environment footprint, which is a life cycle-based approach to convey environmental information related to products. And obviously the lessons learned are very deep and very intense and speak to the fact that we would really need to simplify and clarify the expectations if we are to be inclusive and bring on board small and medium-sized enterprises across global value chains. And Christian, I would hand it back to you.